everybody. This is Guilt by Association Football. What's up?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Practicing my karate and naming the noises.
Good for you.
Well, it's good to be here talking soccer and not karate.
Yeah.
Are we going to start with some Yank news?
Guilt by Association Football, son.
I'm in Cobra Kai, man.
Ni hao, Guilt by Association Football. You can call it that, maybe.
It means we read things, actually.
Yes.
What's read?
We know you don't read it. So the biggest story this week is the U.S. soccer budget being released.
Oops.
Well, they handed it to Goff, and he read over all 632 pages of it, so
good
for him.
He gets this every year, though, I think.
He does. A lot of big news coming out of there. I think the biggest thing is Jurgen's salary, which is obscene.
It's about what I expected, though.
He's making five times what Bradley made.
Well, he's a better coach than Bradley.
Go fuck yourself. obscene that we're...
He is five times the man Bob Bradley will ever be.
And has one-fifth the wins in his first year.
Yeah. He's at least 5 years younger.
Well, Bradley didn't get the high wages because he dressed in...
He was also American. And yeah. No offense, but American managers can't negotiate for any money, really.
The fact that Jurgen got a job shows me how good of a negotiator is.
Ouch.
The fact that he played hard to get twice in a row and got Sunil to pay the extra $500K.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So, in addition to overpaying for Jurgen's worthless asshole, we're also looking to lose $10 million over the next 2 years.
$10 million?
Yes.
I thought that we had a surplus, though.
We do.
How much?
$8 million.
Okay, you gotta invest money to get money.
You gotta spend money to lose matches. I think that's pretty evident.
that's
economics 101, man. Even I know that.
If it weren't accurate, it'd be so true.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
So we're losing about $10 million over the next 2 years, thanks to... The big four are the economy, according to Sunil, Jurgen's absurd contract, an increase in officiating programs, and then the expansion of the Devo Academy.
We do need officiating help, and the academy expanding to a 10-month season is a phenomenal idea.
Yeah.
Here's what offsides is.
let's get Eddie Johnson in on that seminar, and then send him off to MLS.
What Eddie's doing, that's not legal.
That's not good.
But I think...
No, but guys, I can go behind them, right? Guys.
But the goal's there.
It's right there.
I want to be closer to the goal, guys. Come on.
If I'm 1 foot in front of the goal and I get a touch on it, what are the chances it doesn't go in?
Big.
Yes. Ask Breck Shea.
Indeed. Ooh. But...
Too soon?
Nope, never too soon. Also, we're seeing the increased importance of World Cup 2014. All of these sponsor contracts end in 2015. So if we suck in 2014, we're going to go broke, basically.
Fuck yeah.
So we need to show huge in
Brazil. I have a feeling this federation's been broke before.
Oh, yeah. Real hard.
See, but then again, you got to wonder what kind of role MLS plays in that as well.
There was talk of MLS buying down some of the officiating stuff. Since most of that goes to them.
Mm-hmm.
Garber's willing to fork over the cash.
They're also releasing Terry Vaughn from his contract. So Terry Vaughn will no longer be refereeing MLS matches.
Surprise.
Because of poor reviews.
Oh, so, is that so?
Terry Vaughn.
Well, shouldn't they all be gone then?
Well, but Terry Vaughn is the worst apparently. Because he's toast. Kind of some spoilers in terms of scheduling. There are going to be 3 away matches next year, at least.
At least 3?
Yeah, there's going to be one in June, August, and a big one in the fall. It's supposed to bring in $250,000 revenue.
For the federation?
For the federation, yeah.
An away match.
Mm-hmm.
Are we that lucrative?
Apparently.
Damn. So, who thinks we're going to Wembley to play?
I think we're going to Wembley. That was my very first thought.
They want a piece of us
that's
again.
That's a cow. That's a cash cow.
Expect Mexico in June. There's a premium match scheduled.
At Azteca?
No, in the U.S. Ooh. We'll never play it. Mexico doesn't play in Mexico unless they have to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because even they know that place is a fucking shithole.
They make more money in the
U.S. A lot more money.
And it's a shithole.
They can charge more money here.
And it's a shithole.
You're a shithole. But they're expecting a premium match drawing 55,000, so it's probably Mexico.
Yeah, has to be Mexico.
Pretty much Mexico.
Or
could be Brazil.
Maybe, yeah, maybe Brazil, because Brazil's only playing friendlies.
That's I mean, I'm pretty sure we played Brazil at New York, and we sold out Meadowlands, didn't we?
I think Mexico's a bigger draw in the U.S. than Brazil is, honestly.
Well, yeah, just because there's more Mexicans.
Yeah, so...
See, but then you have to question, why would we play them right before World Cup qualifying?
Because we're going to lose $10 million in the next 2 years?
Right, there's that. Why don't we just play Mexico for every friendly over the next...
They could use the money.
A few months. Yeah.
So that's
just surprising we don't play them more
often. I'm thinking that we play Brazil at least once in the next 2 years.
Most likely. Well, we played them.
We're definitely playing at Wembley, though.
We did play them last year.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's Wembley or...
Well, then again, is this big match? Because I don't think that they've announced the Italy match yet, have they? Is that what they mean?
The Italy match, I think, is disappearing. I haven't seen much from it otherwise.
Huh.
But it's in the fall, though. Early winter, late spring.
Dude, if we end up playing Italy, no way there's more than one goal scored in that match.
Well, the last time we played, there were 4 goals scored.
It's a fluke.
And one before that, there were 2.
All right, what else?
The other lead story is the whole match-fixing the Gold Cup debacle.
Doo-doo-doo.
Cuba and Grenada, all of their matches are under review, and the 5-0 El Salvador loss, Mexico is also under review.
There's an easy way to fix this.
No, there really isn't.
Just have the final be Mexico-US.
Yeah, but then that's going to get fixed.
100% guaranteed?
The thing is, they need the
revenue. No, I can just rough that match. I'll be fair, I promise.
I like that idea, actually.
I guarantee...
Chicharito, red
card. Who? Javier Hernandez.
I'd kick Hernandez in the nuts and give him a red card for being a bitch.
For forcing
his dick onto my feet.
For getting the way of your foot.
Yeah.
Obstruction. But this is actually some huge news because the biggest tournament that we play in,
other than the World Cup,
is tainted. I mean, we've heard a lot about match fixing in, you know, Italy mainly, but Turkey has a huge thing going on right now.
Yeah,
I always thought that in the smaller countries in the Caribbean, it would be a very lucrative.
Yeah, I mean, you used to seeing this in, you know, West Africa. A lot of that crap happens, Asia, but we never thought it would be in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty fucked up.
So what else you got? I have nothing. I don't know how I'm supposed to reply to that. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Interpol is getting involved is...
I mean, hey, at least it didn't happen when we won the tournament, hopefully.
Well, my question is, how did this affect the tournament, if at all?
Well, Mexico winning the first match by that much big of a margin gave them confidence, you could say.
That's it, what I'm thinking, because they won 2 of those games by 5 goals. Because,
I mean, if we... I can't even remember the last time we beat a team like El Salvador 5-0.
The closest to that was Barbados. We won 8-0, but that's
Barbados is significantly worse.
Yeah.
They were begging for players.
I think a lot of what happened at the Rose Bowl was because of the group stage where Mexico just ran train.
Yeah. Ben's got nothing to say.
No, not really.
So what you got next?
Thanks for doing your research, guys. Good work.
I contributed.
Hey, I know these things.
I said words.
You know them, you just don't know what to say about them, I guess.
Well, I mean, what else can you say about match fixing? It sucks. It's awful. You kind of figured that it's always kind of happening, but ignorance is bliss.
But we fucked. Anyway, So, road trip, guys? Road trip?
I don't see why not.
Giggity.
Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas, indeed.
Why is it called Nash Vegas?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Okay, that's not
because
really
go fuck yourself. That's
informative
why.
Answer.
Because it's really awesome from what I hear.
Well, when we go in March, we'll find out, won't you?
Well, when you call it Nash
really
Vegas, I expect there to be legalized prostitution and mass amounts of gaming.
That isn't in Vegas, buddy.
What?
There's no prostitution in Vegas.
There's in Nevada.
In Reno. In Reno, not in Vegas.
Ladies of the night.
Really? I thought it was all in Nevada.
Nope.
Hmm. You learn something new every day. Well, I'm sure it still goes on a bit.
Oh, for sure.
So, I stand by it.
Yeah, so, with the qualifying draw, we got drawn into the easiest group possible, getting Canada, Cuba, and El Salvador. So,
El Salvador?
Yes.
So maybe we'll beat them 5-0.
I hope not. Because that means the Singaporeans are involved.
So you're thinking the only we are impossible. The only way that we can destroy El Salvador is if there's match fixing.
With Jurgen in charge, yes.
Question: do you guys think that our under-23s are as good as I think they are?
Yep.
Like really good, except for our defense. Like really good.
Who thinks we're gonna have a friendly with American Samoa?
Probably not.
Why? That's our perfect chance to get our GD up for the year.
Probably not.
Win by like 15.
American Samoa, they couldn't afford to come to the States.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
A game.
That's what I was going to say.
We can go there.
And play on what?
They don't have FIFA facilities in America.
They legitimately have like
we've
home field.
Played on Costa Rica's kitchen floor.
No, they cannot play games in American Samoa because it's not FIFA sanctioned. They don't have the. We couldn't play a game there.
They also asked Rongan to bring 20 soccer balls with him to training.
And
how much is he getting paid?
We didn't mention this.
It was just his regular contract from the USSF.
He was on loan from the USSF.
Yeah.
He wasn't paid by American Samoa.
I knew that.
Well, we didn't mention it. Rob didn't know because we didn't mention it.
Fuckers. It was an act of charity on the part of the USSF.
Yeah, it was a goodwill thing.
Yeah. As in, we don't really know what to do with Rongan, so here you go. It
did
worked.
Did you guys hear his interview with the Best Soccer Show?
No, what did he say?
He said a lot of stuff. He's been there for a while.
We should have him on for an interview.
Of course.
Yeah, like that would ever happen.
He talked a lot about like his future and...
What's he got planned?
He's taking some time off. He wants to kind of float around. Might do some other smaller countries. But he wants to stay on. He mentioned like being a liaison to dual passport Yanks. Which
I feel like he's good at that.
If we don't pay him more than you're going to be paid to do that job, we fucked up. Because half of this roster is wrong.
Yeah.
People are going to really know MLS opportunities.
Spoiler alert. We'll get to that later.
Okay. I mean, even if it's not head coaching, I feel like you got some assistant job.
I also feel like he should take some time off. He's at that age where he might want to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have him than the Pollock right now. He's pissing me off.
He and the wife were talking about taking some time off, so it's an option.
Good for him.
But, so we're looking to do a road podcast at either Nash Vegas or...
You mean a roadcast?
A roadcast, indeed.
A roadcast? I feel like we would have a good podcast in the car.
We probably would have a better podcast in the car.
Why don't we just do it while we're driving?
10-hour live podcast, just all the things that we're talking about.
We will live stream our entire trip down.
We'll play minimum one album of Louis C.K. and...
Outlaw Quest Part 2.
Oh, that was great.
Would we drive or are we going to bus it?
I'd rather drive.
I'd rather bus, honestly. We can get some good prices.
Are they good?
That's about $100 for a round trip.
To Nashville?
Nash Vegas, baby.
How much would it cost us to... drive
more.
It's probably 3 tanks each way.
Seems reasonable.
So 40, 50 bucks.
30, yeah.
So 120, 150 bucks of gas each way.
It'd be pretty close, but.
Okay. Well, we can talk about
that. But then I don't have to drive.
We all drove last time, fucker.
Yeah, hey, we all drove equal amounts. Slept on the job. I believe all of us slept on the job at some point.
We all did indeed. So either coming to your town in Nash Vegas or Kansas City, so.
Buy us drinks or me.
I'd rather Arnold go to Palmer. Nashville because I'm
buy me Arnold Palmer and these other two young lads drinks.
Yes. Just call me a lad.
I think he did.
Better than a lassie.
I guess.
Lassie.
Indeed.
All right, what else we got?
Had some Yank transaction news leading off the way. Hurt Gomez on his fourth club in Mexico in the last 2 years.
Yep.
I don't know Santos. How I feel about that because he's moving up, I guess.
I like that. He's playing in CCL now.
That's true, he is.
He's got Champions League ball, so that's good news for her.
Who was our last Yank at Santos?
So he's playing the MLS?
Our last Yank at Santos was...
Trick question still is.
Pardon?
Ruelas, on loan.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So, Adrian. In one way, yay for Herc. In another way, damn.
That's true. I'm not sure if it's an effect. Adrian's playing time.
Isn't getting playing time.
Is
he gonna stay? Anyway.
That's true. I don't know. But good for Herc, moving on up.
Yeah.
One of the good guys in the system, so always good to hear Herc.
Are you watching, Jurgen? Are you watching?
Hashtag, are you even watching?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Hashtag, get your head out of your ass.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. The other confirmed movement will be Greg Berhalter managing Hammarby.
Yep. Of Charlie Davies fame.
Indeed.
Way back when.
Yeah, Hammarby just stayed up in the second division last year. So.
They are co-owned by Tim Leibke, or however you pronounce them.
They really?
AEG. That's the connection.
Hmm. Fair enough. I hadn't known that.
Yeah. I believe they have a 49% stake, so not a majority.
Okay.
They should try and get Deasy back.
Probably not far off.
I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, Bordeaux's expressed interest.
I don't understand this.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
that's
get
just
it.
That just befuddles me.
What did you guys feel about his year with DC United?
What I expected.
It was a rehab year, was what it was.
I mean, look what happened with Gooch. Gooch basically took 2 years off and sucked, and now is back to the old Gooch.
Yeah.
So
it was inconsistent from Davies, but we saw the flashes that made us fall in love with them.
I expect one more year of. But then at the end of next season, kind of a reawakening. So.
You need to start seeing that.
I'm still in love with Davies.
Back.
Never stopped.
Oh, I'm still in the Davies camp, but
yes.
The question is, will he, you know, ever be close to what he used to be? The answer is probably no, but we can always hold out hope.
He's certainly done a lot that we never thought he could do anyway.
Like scoring in Mexico?
Yes.
That alone puts him in the top five American striker of all time.
Yeah, the fact that he's done it at Azteca.
How many goals have we ever scored at Azteca?
Not many.
Three? I think it's three.
Jurgen's going to be the one to lead us.
Well, let's give some credit to Donovan for that ball
in. If we barely qualify for 2014, but we win at Azteca.
Take it.
If we barely qualify.
If we have to go to New Zealand to
qualify, but we win at Azteca.
So you're telling me
we beat
Mexico?
Worth the $10 million deficit?
Absolutely.
Because
every fucking penny.
So you tell me that we win at Azteca and still go to the World Cup. Why wouldn't anyone want that?
It's because, you know, it wouldn't be pretty and people
especially
would be critical
we're
of your
going.
And what? Oh, that's
we're going to Azteca.
That's right. We do have an yeah.
Outlaw trip in Mexico. I have no witty transitions here. Chandler possibly going to Stuttgart. Would be a very...
Speaking of ugly places.
Maybe
ugly faces.
Look at this guy. Look at Rob.
From ugly places to ugly faces.
Indeed. That'd be a big move for Chandler.
I think he could do it, though. He's a real talented player.
I agree. What was that? Chandler Stuttgart is an option. I mean, Nuremberg's a traditional yo-yo club, so the fact that they're still up is a good move.
Interesting thing. I'm sure you guys already know this, but I saw Chandler got the red card on Ibisevic.
Yep.
And he actually went to St. Louis University.
Yeah, he's almost a Yank.
He was close.
Well, he wasn't close, but there was talk of him being close. He was like 4 years away from...
You mean like an Andy Nahar kind of thing? Or like a Moif Cissé?
No, farther than both.
Still interesting.
Okay, and that was a good player. Nahar was a solid 4 years away from getting a passport.
No, and I think Vidad was all five. Like, he was as far away as possible.
All right, well.
But, Bisevic is playing with Bosnia now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Herzegovina.
Also on the receiving, I'm sure we'll get to his involvement later.
I didn't even know there was a Herzegovina. I didn't even know there was a Herzegovina.
Will we? Oh, I can just make it look bad then. Cool.
How so?
Wait.
Okay.
Let's go. Unless you have it planned, it's just going to make me look
bad. Excitement is killing all of our listeners.
Speaking of killing people, Tim Ream, killing his career slowly.
Yep.
I don't really mind that.
The Wes Brom move, which looked close to actually happening, is probably not going to.
Oh, so they actually saw him play?
No.
No,
the quote, no shit Sherlock, close quote, finally came into play. Like, oh, he's going to need a work permit?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't play national team matches? Oh, yeah. He sucks? Oh.
Well, he played at the World Cup.
The thing,
oh, or did Gold did Cup, I'm sorry.
It's so different. So different.
Woy hots
them. Yeah, they're fixing matches.
Yeah, Woy really liked him a lot. I mean, Woy wants to sign him, but...
Woy.
Yeah, Woy Hodgson. Woy Hodgson.
Hey, can Woy come out and play?
Yeah, so Woy wants him, but he can't have him because of the work firm thing. But he might go for a loan move, which might be possible.
I think I'll find that not having Ream is probably beneficial to staying up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so West Brom, just not happening probably. Other Yanks possibly on the move. Diego Restrepo of Ben... Hate club fame.
Not hate club. It's just, I just don't think that
club.
The league he's currently in is national team quality.
Hate club. Diego might not be a Yank much longer because Venezuela's coming, supposedly. They're knocking on the door.
Really?
But he said he wants
to play for Venezuela?
But he said he wants to play for the U.S. and Venezuela's a fallback if he doesn't get a call up, so... It's nice to hear that's the other
It's
way
nice
around.
To hear we're ahead of Venezuela. Yeah.
We're used to hearing, well, if... France and take me, then I'll go.
Like if American Samoa won't take me, I guess like I'll play for the U.S. Kid.
The kid from Crystal Palace who might play for the U.S. now because France won't take him.
See, but he's just got a grandfather again, so it's just...
He's not going to play.
Yeah, France. So, and we've had like three other players who are all really good players who go, oh, wait, grandfather doesn't... Yeah, like,
junior
that
toilet.
Doesn't play. Junior Toilet?
Junior Toilet.
The left back from Celtic? That would have been phenomenal.
Who was this?
Shoot, I gotta look him up because he was all
he's a gear.
Well, there's that Japanese kid too over in Australia.
So you're typing Celtic left back?
Yeah,
he's a gear.
No, not that guy because he's Honduran. Remember?
Well, search Celtic Wikipedia, bro.
There's a lot of Honduran Americans.
Do I need to do this?
No.
He can't operate Google.
But in the meantime, Restrepo, interest from Millonarios and other Colombian clubs.
Hey, I know that guy. So it wasn't Scott Brown.
I met him.
Mark Wilson, maybe? It was...
I don't know.
Forget who it was.
Either way, he's not coming.
Yeah. A lot of people have this problem.
Yeah, they just need to learn the rules. And one last transaction.
Scott Brown, that's what it
is. That's it.
Scott Brown.
Yep. One last thing of note. Former U20s, Gabe Ferrari, no longer employed. Should kind of let him go, so.
Yawn.
Another one of those next best things who.
Next best Italians.
Yeah, Ferrari.
He was supposed to be the next fastest.
Bernardo is playing USL, I think.
I don't know. And then Giuseppe Nazzani still in Serie A.
Languishing.
The next best left back.
Serie A.
Who didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
Not a word.
All right, injuries. Some good news. Bocanegra back to his starting job with the Rangers with a 2-0 win over Hibernian. So good for him. And holy fucking shit, Zach Whitbread playing again.
Yeah, I saw that.
You did see that because he thrashed your Newcastle.
He didn't do anything. In fact, he was on a defense that gave up 2 goals.
He actually got involved in one of the goals by screening somebody. So
he used his basketball skills from his youth.
Yeah, being really tall.
Box out!
Actually, another future great left back, Zach Whitbread, played left back with Liverpool for some time.
Really?
He was in their youth system, played left back, and he was another one of our...
Next best.
Yeah, he and the kid played with Arsenal.
Simic.
No. Well, him too. He's right back, though.
Yeah.
Carvassoon. Yeah, Carvassoon. Anyway.
Next.
Speaking of
best left back.
Speaking of injuries.
Mark Pelosi.
Mark Pelosi, right?
anointing you so that you can promptly fail?
We should get an actual list of the next best left back, like the greatest.
It's like a running list, Peter Filipikos or
whatever. Oh, God, that, from Olympiacos?
Yeah.
God, that was depressing.
That was just a nightmare.
He scored one goal! Cap him now! Was he the first cap him now, you think?
Probably close. And since, okay, since him, it's been a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Cap him now.
Was he the first cap him now, you think?
Probably close to it.
You should look into that.
I will.
Anyway, so, speaking of injuries...
For next week, it'll be a birthday gift. I do research.
Gotcha. Injuries. Gats still hurt. Holden still hurt. Lehigh still hurt. Simic still hurt. Torres still hurt. And Wood still hurt.
Standard.
Injured guys winning titles. Gats did one. And now John Bornstein getting a title. But I don't think we'll get a medal for playing 0 minutes this entire season.
For literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
The best news about this is Dirty Sanchez got his shit sent off in 12 minutes for being an asshole.
For being an asshole.
He probably couldn't believe it. It was such a surprise he was being a dick.
The ref actually wrote being an asshole in his book. So just, I didn't see the card, but I assume it was just for being an asshole.
Yeah, makes sense.
So congrats to Tigres for winning. Johnny, glad you had fun.
I'm glad you're able to tag along.
He's in the picture, though. He's in the third...
Oh, really?
Photo, so.
What about, like, Osegunda and those guys, no?
I have no idea. What are
Victor Garza?
What do they look like?
I couldn't tell you either.
But, yeah, Johnny B gets a title, maybe? I don't know.
He didn't deserve it.
Who cares?
Not this guy.
Well, since discussing red cards, Diego Restrepo, the previously mentioned, got himself sent off in the second leg of America de Cali's quarterfinal matchup against Once Caldas. So Diego got sent off after 160 minutes of solid ball. Got sent off, and then who's his backup at America de Cali?
Pass.
Fellow Yank Kevin Piedra, or Piedrahita.
That guy. I've heard him before.
So one Yank gets sent off, and the Yank steps in and plays very well. Not what you can do with either goal. And then opening up the relegation playoff, they went from playoff to relegation playoff because Colombia's messed up like that. Piedrahita played very well in the first leg, man of the match for America. It's a 1-1 draw, so they got one game to
not get relegated.
It's a home game, so that should help. But America de Cali might be sending two Yanks down to the Serie A in Colombia. Could be fun times.
That's how people
cap them now in the Serie B.
Cap them now, indeed. Other shitty news from this. This week sucked, really. A lot of shitty things.
Dempsey put in his own damn net.
A Dempsey own goal and a missed penalty kick. So
bad week for
Dempsey. Bad week for Dempsey.
I didn't see the penalty. Did the goalie save or did he just miss?
It was.
Did he just pull a four line?
No, it was just a pretty shitty penalty. Like it was side foot, like a quarter of the way over. Worm's like, okay, I'll save this. Done. Which, great for my fantasy points. Worm had a huge save, so that helped me out.
Don't you have Dempsey?
Yeah, shit happens.
It was like a scratch.
Actually, I get one extra point because you get more points for saving than you do not scoring, which is weird. But...
So you were pretty stoked.
Not particularly.
It's a joke.
Were they playing stoked? Because that would be hysterical wordplay.
No, they weren't.
Damn it. Swansea. He said Vorn.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Read a book.
This here is the bottom point of the podcast here. Chandler got sent off with a... just absurd challenge against Hoffenheim. And that's the worst of things.
Well, it's good to know we have some wild cards.
In that game.
Is this thing you're going to make fun of me for?
Well, no, not anymore, because clearly you have it in mind.
Johnson's two assists?
Yes. Two, Jusevic. So.
Yes. Which puts Johnson at what point or what place in the...
second, behind Frank Ribery.
Yep. How many assists?
Pass.
Seven. Some assists on the year.
Damn it. And Ribery has two more, right?
Is that nine?
Yeah.
I'm playing on a much better team.
Yeah. A little.
So good day for Fabian Johnson, bad day for Timmy Chandler, which...
What if Germany tries to steal him back, though?
They can't. Yeah. It's literally impossible.
He can't. He uses a switch.
Ah.
Okay.
Take that, Germany.
Then keep playing well. I just want them to tread water, you know, until
keep your kraut-licking fingers off of our... American players.
Fucking kraut liquors.
American.
Brett Guzan getting his first start.
They had to do it.
They had
won.
No choice.
2-1.
And Greg Seltzer reporting that they're looking to extend that contract of his.
I love the, I don't remember who posted this, but it was something about, hey, no pressure, but you're starting today, and we're going to decide if we keep you and how much we pay you, so have fun. But
Guzan loves the pressure.
Yeah, 6 saves, including one from about 2 inches out. Huge point-blank save.
Guzan's a good goalkeeper.
I don't know how he managed to do it, but he just seems so unbelievably not athletic. But that's just it.
He's very athletic.
It's just
size.
That
one. He's huge.
Yeah, he's a huge guy, but that
he's
was
just. He's a big guy and a great shot stopper.
Shot stopper. I mean, that's the word you're looking for.
He's
almost like a Ricketts kind of thing.
But not as quick.
Yeah.
And
that was his problem when he played against El Salvador, in El Salvador, when Howard was on the Yellows.
Well, the other problem was his crossing is not. His cross defense isn't the best.
It's not.
He's pretty questionable.
But he's
air.
Very good at the penalties.
Very good
at
penalties.
Yeah.
Ask Juventus.
Ask Sunderland, right?
Well, yes, but he had the Peace Cup shootouts where he beat Juventus.
It was him and Del Piero went on one, and Del Piero, he thought that he could get Guzan to just dive one way or the other, and then it became the most anticlimactic penalty of all time.
Yeah, where he just stood there.
And just, like, passed it, and then he just kicked it, like, out. It was just, over. That was good.
Good times for all. 5 goals this week. Name them. Go.
Gooch, definitely. I would say that Chandler was 2 weeks ago. Or was it this past week?
That was the red card this week.
Well, yeah, it was the red
card. Did Spector get a goal?
Nope.
No. Shoot. Rolf?
Nope.
There aren't that many Americans who can score goals overseas. And those are the only teams.
No, just playing. Score goals in general.
Yeah.
But one's Devin Yao.
Oh, okay.
His second goal for Royal Buso d'Or Barangue.
You're an answer.
Sorry.
Part of my quest to
pardon
wrong. So Devin Yao scored.
Andrew Wooten.
Andrew Wooten.
It's just like a guess. Terrence Boyd.
Terrence Boyd got one.
Okay.
And one more German.
That's tough. Key sweater?
Nope.
God, Buttle didn't even start this week.
John George.
Oh, John George.
Yeah, so John George.
John?
Jan George. Is it Jan or John?
It's John. It's John, it's for the point. It would make sense. John's 4th goal of the season. Terrence Boyd's 10th, putting him one behind Wooten for 5th place.
Wait, don't we only have 5 right now?
What?
We each said one, and then you said 3 more, I think.
We got them all.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Boyd, George, Wooten, Gooch, and Yao. So yeah, Wooten's got 9 the last 10 games, 11 overall this season.
Okay.
So Wooten and Boyd are 4th and 5th in the Regional League West, respectively. So
Wooten's got to go somewhere where anybody will play him.
Yeah.
Seriously, like first team minutes?
Why not? Slouten is not really doing much.
I don't know. They're just dumb. Hey, yeah, we've got this red-hot striker, and we can't score goals. I don't think we're going to play him, though.
And that's why they're not staying.
Yeah,
I love it when Ben tries to be sarcastic.
It worked this time.
It usually doesn't.
Breaking news. Twitter got dumber. Chris Sullivan just joined on.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that.
That's fun.
That's not fun at all.
But you love laughing at other people's stupidity.
I do.
Speaking of Twitter, Eric Winalda had suggested that they call up some dude from Bosnia. Ergo, we better not call him up.
Did you see his exchange with
Keith Hickey? That guy real personal.
I didn't, but I hope Keith got his ass kicked.
He did.
Of course he did.
Keith did, and then Keith definitely took it too far. And
did he make a joke about the wife?
Yes.
What an asshole.
He said that it was something along the lines of, you must really suck if John Harkes takes your wife or something. It was like, whoa, Keith. Not kosher, bud.
Says the kid writing for Kickers.
I dig his gig, personally. He has a day job, and then it's in the press box for uni matches. As in, they pay him to do that.
Well, that's cute.
It's cute.
Hickey is?
Yeah.
You didn't know this?
Remember when we were going to meet up with him?
Member.
I mean, he is, but he just sits at the press box.
What a wank.
He's just jealous.
Press box.
I
would much rather really sit in the SOB section than in
a fellow Match Fit USA writer or X writer or whatever we are.
Is Match? You have had a great deal of 3 posts since August.
Me?
Or just no, Match your entire USA? Website.
This isn't my website. I don't know what Jason has planned for any of this.
They were dropped my bar. You've been replaced. I don't want to check on USA.
Me?
No, the entire MFUSA was dropped from my bar.
Well, I mean, that's not
GBA surprising. Is having an internal civil war.
Yeah, jeez.
No, UFC 10 kit filled in as my 15th spot. Because Clark writes stuff, actually.
Actually,
like, anyone on USA.
Because words come on. Yes. New words show
did
up.
Did you
on
see his MLS prospects preview? I normally enjoy his work. But he blatantly showed that he doesn't know shit about college soccer, especially Marquette soccer.
That was amusing.
That was so awful. Well, it was a down year for Marquette. Like, no, this was the
was
most
best
up year
in a decade.
I kicked the ball around. You know?
Actually, the highlight of this year is Caleb Malice getting called up into the combine.
Yeah, real cool.
I told you. He was going to have a shot.
He got second team All-American as well today, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah,
second team.
Well, I know he was all region for the Great Lakes region.
That is courtesy of Matt Trevi on Twitter, which if you don't follow him for Marquette Soccer News, you should.
Well, let's do it quick.
So chances Kalen gets drafted?
Not good, but...
Late rounds.
There's only 2 rounds.
I was going to say, isn't there like 2 or 3?
And he dropped the 3rd round. So they dropped around at a round of the supplemental draft, so maybe a late sub-draft pick. We'll just quickly hop down to...
I could see him moving back over to Scotland like in the second division, a la Ewan Holden or something.
Indeed.
Makes sense.
But also, Tony Walls from Green Bay also got called into the combine. So, a couple of local faces getting a call.
Yes, he is the second team All-American, according to College Soccer News.
All right, that's cool.
Cool. Good for Cal.
I support that. Good work. Hopping back up.
One of you tried to tell me he wasn't even the best guy on Marquette's team this year.
Not me.
I didn't watch the game this year. Couldn't tell you.
I think it was Benny.
It certainly wasn't me.
But we'll move on.
But who? Kellum is easily the best player.
Couldn't tell you.
So now that we've done, we finished talking about a guy that no one knows about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Some decent news for DC, actually. One of the local.
What the hell would that be?
One of the councilmen that supported some financial support.
What? One of them?
One councilman.
We got one.
They got one. We're growing.
They won all those 5,000 votes next year.
So maybe, maybe not. Some hope for DC, staying in DC. One side note, the Lebanese Football Federation has reached out to Sunny Siad to help join the Lebanese striking corps.
What?
Yeah, so since he may be playing for Lebanon.
Chances that happens?
1 in 10?
Irrelevant.
And if he does, I
irrelevant.
Give shit.
Come on, Sunni.
We'll give you
It's always Sunni on the other side.
We'll give you your own training gear.
So, Generation Adidas Tour.
Sunni, bring 20 balls with you.
Can I have your go-to thing for this thing that sucks? Bring 20 balls? Is that your go-to?
If it's a shitty team.
We're just talking about any shitty team. In a
bring 20 balls.
Bring 20 balls with you. Oh, my God.
Okay, good times for all.
Laughing, drinking a lunchbox.
Yeah, buddy.
Or an Arnold Palmer, because you have finals tomorrow.
You mean Jim Daly?
Good work, buddy.
Thank you.
That was a little too close there.
So, Generation Adidas.
At least that was outer thigh.
Generation Adidas here. Dilly Duca scored a free kick.
Not doing as well this year as they had been in the past years. Yes.
McMath was like, shit, your boy sucked.
Oh, I get to Philadelphia Union Post. There's 4 guys on the team from the Union. And I get pictures of them like throughout Europe like every week.
Really?
Yeah.
And McMath, McInerney, Okugo, and Malanga.
And McInerney.
Mention him.
Yeah. I know. I'm like a
kid
dodge.
Can't even think.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge kind of thing.
Yes.
Anywho. Yeah. And then Kuznetsov.
Do you see what happens when you bring enough defenders to actually field the team?
We get shit on.
You start losing. This is Jurgen's philosophy.
Jurgen's ruined. Even Generation D, this is Jurgen's.
Well, now we're just going to put in Brooke Shea at left back.
How good is Marcel Gattel at soccer?
Is he good?
Do you see that goal that Kuznetsov? Jesus Christ.
So is he finally going to start playing for Vancouver?
Probably not, but I would be unsurprised if he left to go play somewhere else.
Because there are a lot of clubs that want him because he's such a phenomenal specimen.
Do we have to worry about Mexico getting him?
No.
No.
We don't.
He, not that good. He literally left Chivas to play for the U.S.
Yes, he said, fuck Chivas, I'm playing for the U.S. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's cute.
So, Salgado got the assist?
He technically didn't, but without Omar, Herjog doesn't score this goal. Just filthy-ish coming out.
I like watching filthy things.
You know you do, you dirty, dirty whore.
Wow, that was actually really awesome.
So we just paused the podcast to show the youngins here the Salgado goal, and I'm pretty sure Ben just nutted himself.
Baby Omar.
I'm in a new pair of pants. Yeah, now.
There's oranges in my brain.
wait. He's got lunchbox in his brain.
He's got a lunchbox on the mind, literally.
Oh, it hurts. yeah, so, I don't know. Whatever. That happened.
That it was pretty cool.